Welcome to At the Organ.
Hello and welcome to another edition of At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. The music you're listening to is Victime Pasquale Laudes, composed by Charles Tournemire, is being performed by our guest today, who is speaking with us from Paris, France, organist Caitlin Emerson.
My name is Caitlin Emerson, and I was just honored with the first prize at the National Young Artist Competition for Organ Performance at the American Guild of Organists National Convention in Houston, Texas.
Caitlin comes to us from Maine. Her education has taken her to Oberlin College and Conservatory in Ohio, and she studied at the Conservatoire of Rayonnement Régional in Toulouse, France, and she has received numerous awards for her music. Caitlin tells us about her early music education.
I grew up my whole life in southern Maine, just about an hour south of Portland and an hour north of Boston, in the perfect location so that everybody from Massachusetts thought I was from northern Maine, and everybody from the state of Maine told me that I was most definitely from New Hampshire. From the minute that my brother started taking piano lessons, he's 4 years older than I'd always been fascinated by musical language. He gave up on the piano when I started sitting down in second grade and sight reading, not knowing quite what I was doing. And then I continued along and picked up flute, and then finally the organ in eighth grade, and had been singing the whole time. Singing is really what drew all of this together, and I still try to sing through the organ, sing through my fingers in a way. I was very fortunate to be accompanying for high school choirs and such when I was in elementary school, and actually transferred high school as my final year, my senior year of high school, in order to be able to take music theory, music history, and better study choral conducting for my final year. I auditioned and was accepted at Oberlin College and Conservatory and pursued organ performance as well as French language and literature while I was there. So I entered the double degree program. I ended up with a Bachelor of Arts in French and a Bachelor of Music in Organ, as well as a couple minors in music history and music theory.
The American Guild of Organists created the National Young Artist Competition and Organ Performance in 1950. The AGO website describes it this way: the competition is intended to serve as a springboard for emerging organists to develop their performance ability by participating in the various demanding stages of this competition. Winning this competition does a lot for the organist's career. Among the prizes the first place winner receives, they receive the Lillian Murtaug Memorial Prize, funded by Karen McFarlane Artists Incorporated of Cleveland, Ohio. They get a $3,000 cash award. They get career development assistance from Karen McFarlane, and includes publicity materials and advertising. They also win the Jordan Prize, funded by the Jordan Organ Endowment, $10,000 to be awarded in conjunction with a gala solo recital on the Jordan Family Organ in Columbus, Georgia. In addition to that, the winner performs at the 2018 AGO National Convention. They'll have a CD recording on the Pro Organo label and a selection of recital awards throughout the United States.
The NIACOP, as it's called, competition is open to people between the ages of 23 and 33. I believe they can have international applicants as well, but primarily those who enter are from the United States. This year, they have really restructured the competition in a most interesting way, taking example from a lot of international competitions that already exist. Apparently, 46 of us sent in recordings in the recorded round. 9 of us were selected to compete in the semifinals, which took place in Dallas on the 14th of June, 2016, on a beautiful Richards Fowkes organ. And then 5 finalists were chosen, and all of us, including the jury and the semifinalists who had unfortunately not been brought through to the finals, were bused to Houston, and then somebody was privileged with 8 a.m. practice time the next day on the competition organ for the finals. So 5 of us competed with an hour-long program on the 18th of June. Each of us had an hour-long recital program, which was a new thing they'd done. Previously, there was a semi-final, I believe, a couple months before the finals. And then the final program was shorter than an hour, and also all of the pieces were already determined for the competitors. Everybody played the same music. this time it wasn't just an audition or a competition for to see how people played, it was also a competition to see how people wrote recital programs. So we had to choose our own repertoire. I mean, you have 1 hour to show what you might do in a concert, so, you know, you try to pick music for the organ, but you also want to show a lot of different aspects of your own technicality and musicality. So that's all I tried to do, and apparently it worked, so I was very glad to see it did. My final program was Buxtehude Preludium, a Bach trio, and Alain Gott. There was an imposed piece by Chicago-based composer Morgan Simmons that was a collaborative piece with oboe, which was very fun to work on. Then I presented the Vierneiade, the Turner-Meyer Victime Pascali improvisation, Thierry Esquèche's third evocation, which is based on Nun kommt der Heiden Highland, followed by Frank Bridges' Adagio in E major, and then closed the program with the first movement of Dupré's Second Symphony.
As part of the prize for the competition, you'll be recording a CD of music in 2017. Have you given any thought to what you're going to put on that album?
I'm holding off on that simply because I hadn't expected to win.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, you're currently in France on tour. Tell us about your traveling experiences.
This last year has been amazing because I've had a Fulbright scholarship to study in southern France, in Toulouse. So that's given me a home base through which to both visit and concertize really throughout Western Europe. Some of the most interesting places I've been, which they've all been extremely interesting, but the first ones that come to mind were Siberia in Russia, Belgium, Scotland, Germany, and all over southern France. So these have all been incredibly unique experiences that through which I've been able to meet very unusual people, see entirely new cultures, and really have my eyes opened in both a social, cultural, and musical aspect. I'm only one person, so I can only see these experiences through my own eyes, and I'm really thrilled to be able to translate them for such a diverse audience of people, but I really encourage anybody to contact me if they're interested in going these places themselves, because they'll have completely different experiences and ones that will be just as meaningful for them in a totally different way. So it's been both a group experience as I share it with friends and family back home in the States and abroad, but also, you know, an incredibly personal and private one as I travel to these unusual places and learn a lot about myself. So far, I have no tickets booked back to Europe, but I will be, it looks like, traveling throughout the United States for the next year at least, performing the concerts that I've received as a result of the NIACOP competition. I'm just thrilled to be able to see corners of the United States I've never seen before. I'm so looking forward to each one of those. After a last concert in Limoges, that's actually with a fellow Oberlin graduate on trombone, I'll fly from France to the States and have about 3 days to get over jet lag before a concert at Cape Porpoise, Maine. Now, the church on the Cape was very generous, and they were fantastic to give me an extra scholarship for the year, which really allowed me to do a lot of these travels and have amazing experiences, take the opportunity to go skiing in the Pyrenees and, you know, travel a little bit more in Belgium and those kinds of things. The following concerts I have in the month of August actually were scheduled prior to the competition, and I kept laughing because, of course, I've spent the last year in France, and I was suddenly invited to play at Methuen, at the Kochmar in Portland, Maine, and then at the Mother Church on the gigantesque Skinner organ in Boston. And I was laughing because I've spent the last year not playing organs with any pistons. And then I get invited to play on three of the organs who are most known for having pistons in the United States, or New England specifically. So it will be quite the experience. I always say that my favorite style of organ music depends on the organ I'm playing, and likewise, I say that my favorite organ depends on what music I'm playing, because the music is so intimately tied to the instruments for which it was produced. There's a kind of fascination with pairing the style of music with the instrument itself. And then there's also another kind of fascination with taking music that was not at all intended for a certain kind of instrument and seeing what it does on this new instrument. It becomes an entirely new piece of music that you have to play in a totally different style. So while I have a certain affinity for French music because I currently speak the language, I have so much love for German music, Bach, Reger, English music, Howells, American music, Sowerby, and the list goes on. So I would never say I'm a specialist nor have any real preferences for one style of music over another.
Many of the organs you've had a chance to play have been pretty big organs. Do you like playing small organs too?
I actually love playing smaller instruments because you can be sure to show off every single aspect of what that organ can do, or at least every single aspect that each organist can find within that organ, because, you know, every instrument will sound totally different when a different organist plays it. One of my greatest memories is playing on a small two-manual, I think, 8-rank organ up in Deer Isle, Maine. And I just had so much fun with that instrument. And the best part about instruments like that is that often you have the best audiences. They're the most receptive. They're the most interested in the organ. I don't know why that's the case, but it amazes me that these smaller venues and smaller instruments often have the strongest following.
I noticed on your website you keep a blog of your travels.
Yeah, I keep the blog so that I can keep in touch with everybody back home, since so many people are curious about the travels I've been going through and the difficulties I've had with flights being canceled and all those exciting things. I want to make sure to keep everybody up to date about where Caitlin is right now. And it's been fantastic for me to keep the blog and to really relive these experiences as I'm writing them.
I understand this fall you'll be starting a new job. Tell us about that.
In September officially, but unofficially for 3 Sundays in August, I will be the new associate organist and choir master at the Church of the Advent in Boston, replacing the irreplaceable Ross Wood, who, you know, is such a part of the Boston organ community that I know he'll be sticking around just to, you know, make fantastic comments about how everything's going. So I'm thrilled to be able to work with the professional choir that they have there. There's 18 singers, who many of whom work for the Handel and Haydn Society, which is the early music choir in the area. We also have a volunteer choir, and I'll be privileged to work on the 1936 Aeolian Skinner organ that is just amazing and totally different from any instruments I've played here in France. I was actually a sacred music intern at the Church of the Advent for 2 months of January, and then would come down for a few Sundays during the summer just because I couldn't get enough of the beautiful music they were making. So I couldn't really ask for a more amazing position, and it would have been impossible to turn down.
How do you answer when people ask you, why do you love the pipe organ?
I chose to play the organ because you can be everything at once. You can be the orchestra, you can be the soloist, you can be the loudest thing in the room, you can also be the softest, you can be the most sensitive, and you can be the most bombastic musician. I mean, you have all of these polar opposite sides that you can be at the same time or at the blink of an eye. I also just love the mechanism, the fact that it's a big machine that one has to make music out of. That challenge is extremely fascinating to me. I just call myself a musician. I'm an organist, but I'm more a musician who happens to play the organ. I do music because I love it. And organ seems to be the instrument for which I have a very strong affinity, and for that I'm most grateful.
I'm Jim Logue, and I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. My thanks today to my guest, Caitlin Emerson, the first place winner of the National Young Artist Competition and Organ Performance at the 2016 American Guild of Organists Convention in Houston, Texas. You can learn more about Caitlin and her music at her website, CaitlinEmerson.com. We'll have a link to her website from our website, attheorgan.com. You can subscribe to At the Organ on iTunes and on Google Play Music, where you can rate our show and help other listeners find us. Also, be sure to visit us on Facebook and on Twitter, and feel free to contact us with your thoughts and feedback. Our email is info@attheorgan.com. Thank you for listening.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening.